لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله بالهدى ودين الحق أرسله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وبارك وسلم أبدا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. خذوا زينتكم عند كل مسجد، صدق الله مولانا العلي العظيم، بلغنا رسوله النبي الكريم الأمين المتين، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. There is no sufficient time to deliver any elaborated speech. I want to put some considerable points before you. Allah has commanded us to adopt the dress which is specialized for the Muslim, especially while we are going to perform namaz. So it is a duty of a Muslim that he must appear in an Islamic manner, and he must adopt the proper dress while performing namaz. You are just sitting in the court of Allah and not sitting in a church. It is very regrettable at this moment, while Western powers and especially America is hitting Muslim everywhere, and especially the oppression in Iraq is going on day by day. Regardless, the oppressor is the most oppressed. May Allah put the enemies of Islam down. But I just want to ask you why must you prefer the Western fashions, and why must you appear in the Western dress as if you are presenting yourself in a church? You are not sitting in a church, you are just in the court of Allah. So you must renounce the Western fashions. You must renounce the Western ways, and you must revive the manners and the practices of your preceding leaders, and you must revive the Sunnah of Holy Prophet Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.